Blog Talk Radio.
This song goes out to a special someone. You know who you are. Crazy life, right? Yeah, I know. Just glad you stayed. When they ask who's your man, I know you mentioned me. It's been quite a while now. Meant to be, stuck through all the struggling, troubles and the heartbreak. They said you can't have it and need it too, but it's my case. You probably wanna migrate, settle in another place. Nigga acting irate, said he need a little space. So in your mind you like, I could punch him in his face. Me, erasing evidence, try not to leave his trace. Kinda caught up, but I'm sure that we can sort it out. Shorty got too close, guess I never thought it out. We got all this love here, wonder how it's switched around. After all this craziness, maybe we can settle down now.
The crazy life that we live in, still I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in, still I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone.
It up to me, we be on an island, sunshine and clear waters, anything to keep you smiling. Surely you deserved it, pick you up on air now. Who said I didn't appreciate you? They a damn lie. Higher than the friendly sky, in the clouds up above. Tell you come in, but for nothing, just to show me love. Hope that I'm the only dude that you ever thinking of. Cause the thought of you or somebody else that can really suck. Knowing you ain't easy, probably wouldn't give it up. Gotta pay like you way more than just a pretty drug. Nobody ever put it down, they ain't good as us. Or did you leaving me? This is serious, damn.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. Still I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone.
Flow jams and rotation, gotta keep the dish playing. Dirty Harry, dirty love, part one and part two. Rockin' Jungle Brothers with that ass, I will house you. Stepping out the bathtub, let me get your house shoes. Smellin' like a better road, get to something about you. When I just can't put my hand on it, like a beat, I'ma jam on it. Till the sunrise, make it a good morning.
Good morning, baby.
After breakfast, still tired, cause we yawning. Whisper, I love you, wiping happy tears falling from your face. You, I would never replace.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still I can't imagine it gone. What in the world were you thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. Still I can't imagine it gone. What in the world were you thinking?
You're listening to Lush Radio Live. Lush Radio.
Yo, it's your girl, Lush Live in the building, and you already know what it is, TGI Friday. Thank God for Friday, man. And once again, let's say another prayer for Haiti, man. You already know they're going through it right now. All I want to tell y'all is y'all need to text YELE to 501501. You already know what it is, jelly.org, you know what I'm saying? And holler at your man, Y-Clef, donate $5, contact Red Cross. And donate what you can. Right now, they need water and they need perishable goods. They need toothbrush, all that. You know what I'm saying? It's going down right now. Shout out to Haiti. You know what I'm saying? A whole bunch of concerts and different things is going down. It will go to the help in Haiti and the whole situation like that. Yo, we got How to Not going down today. We're going to be talking more about Haiti, giving y'all more updates about Haiti. Along with that, we're also going to be talking about, you know what I'm saying, dummy of the week, because we got a couple of dummies of the week on going down. So it's going down today on How to Not. You already know what it is, man. And we got our wonderful, wonderful co-host, Ebenisha and Future Guru. We're going to bring them on the line in a few minutes. We want to shout out OhanaShop.com, our sponsor, Gina28304. Follow her on Twitter at www.strictlybone1.com. And Mixtape MP3 Promos. On Twitter, along with Diverse Media Group, LLC. We're going to go ahead and go on the line and bring these cats in because it's going down tonight. We got some hot tonight, so check for that. We're going to go. I'm going to go ahead and bring in, you know what I'm saying, our host in the building, the one and only Ebenisha, hailing from the West Coast, and then along with my man Future Guru 100 on the Twitter tip. You already know what it is. Ebony, Future Guru, what up?
Yo.
Yeah, who that? It's Ebony. Ebony, what's up, Ebony? Hey, Lush Radio. Lush Radio.
What's going on?
Hey, you know what's going on. I don't hate to say it. I'm so hood, and I'm so professional, so please just get at me on futureguru100@gmail.com. Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to the whole Retweet Squad, my whole promotion team, all my people out there supporting me on Twitter. Twitter.com, Lush Radio Online is really where y'all need to be logging into so y'all could check out episodes and relax and just enjoy what we got to bring you because it's a platform, it's true, and it's going to be here. Shout out to Lush Radio and my co-host. What's up, y'all?
That's what's up. Ebony, you got some shout-outs up?
I want to give a shout-out to you, Lush. I want to shout you out.
Me too.
I want to shout out my host, Future Guru 100.
Thank you, baby.
I want to shout out my girl, Texaco Shorty 24/7. I want to shout out Promo. She did her thing in ATL for the DJ Awards. I want to shout out my girl, Angie Roxford. I want to shout out my girl, Female King 1. And I want to shout out my dude, John Red, Living Good Management. Those are my shout-outs for today.
I'm on Twitter. Sorry, Les, telling them that we live right now for Hot or Not. Game over.
That explains why the phone lines is blowing up right now, and I see all these calls on it. And, callers, we will bring you in a second, but it's going down. Like I said, I got some hot joints in the arsenal tonight. Also, on top of that, I want to shout out for Raw, my African brothers doing their thing. Shout out to Haiti one more time. Killer Slootie, T-Bird, Sky High ENT with two Ys. You know what I'm saying? DJ Lazy K. You know what I'm saying? We in the building all day, every day, man. Make sure you jump on the wave or you're going to get washed up. You already know what it is. We in a building. You know what I'm saying? We is getting it in tonight, yo. Okay, so like I said, we got a call alive in the building. Caller from the 813. Caller from the 813. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with Future Guru and Ebony. What up?
What up, Lush?
What up? Who this?
It's Akafu.
Oh yeah. What up, Akafu? What up?
Akafu.
Yeah. I was trying to act a fool.
I'm acting a fool now. What's good, player?
I hear you. What's happening, Pippin? You good?
Uh-huh. Like that track you got. I like that track.
I appreciate it. First and foremost, let my black behind apologize to my dog, Lush and Lush, for my indiscretions and misbehaviors. Get in. The other week, we spoke on Gmail. And she told me she was going to bust me one in my head for my indiscretions. And I had to go ahead and come and humbly apologize to her. So, you know, I had to go ahead and get online. Right now I get on the phone and say, hi, Lush, please forgive me. And I'm on the air with you.
Appreciate it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's some realness right there.
Lush really love you, man. Lush really love you. I know it. She been telling me about the track and the projects that's going on. So we definitely showing love. And Lush is definitely in effect with Act a Fool and everybody on Twitter. Give them your Twitter page, Act a Fool. Give them your Twitter page.
It's simply Act a Fool, A-C-A-F-O-O-L. You know what I'm saying? Simply Act a Fool. It's twitter.com/ Act a Fool, A-C-A-F-O-O-L. Nothing more, nothing less.
We're going to debut Dewey. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is a hot new track from your man, Act a Fool. If you don't know, he had a hot joint called Ride that was featured on the Fast and the Furious 2009, one of the hottest flicks going down. And, you know, He's a producer along with that. I mean, this dude's very educated, got a degree, you know, start off a producer and, you know what I'm saying, music and hitting them with the hot, crazy beats. Act a Fool is doing his thing. And if y'all don't know, he's actually, you know what I'm saying, Haitian also. What's your aspect on the situation that's going down right now in Haiti, fam?
Yeah, I can bottom line tell you like this. It's a very heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching situation, you know what I'm saying? I spoke to my mom. I got an uncle and a couple cousins down there we still haven't communicated with since the earthquake occurred, you know what I'm saying? So it's real stressful, you know what I'm saying? I'm just doing my best as well as my family's doing their best to really stay positive. But with that situation, man, I've seen pictures already, and the pictures alone brought me to tears, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, all we can really do is pray that things are going to work out, you know what I'm saying, for the better, and really go out there and support and do what we can as far as from the financial aspect, emotional, food, water, doing whatever we can to really, you know what I'm saying, assist my people right now, because, like, this situation, you know, is really a disaster, to put it in a word, man, because, you know, like, I tell a lot of people, you know, like, it's crazy that, you know, we receiving help and assistance now, the earthquake, for Haiti to really, you know what I'm saying, receive some form of assistance, you know what I'm saying, because they was already, you know, poor. You know what I'm saying? Haiti's already poor as is, and, you know, the structure, it's not, the structures that they have over there are really not even stable. So, you know, it took an earthquake for, you know, Haiti to really receive some assistance and greatly appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? Either way, you know what I'm saying? Because right now, that's what we need.
Wow.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I just want to say, give a shout-out to everybody that's organizing and getting donations and food and water and whatever that country needs.
Sending clothes.
You also want to give a message of hope.
Yeah.
You want to give a message of hope because we know that you can't reach and to your families, but we hoping it's because of the phone lines, and we hoping that that you can reach out and you know, just end up talking to your people, just, you know, having a happy, you know, ending, even though we have this, you know, the main thing, people, as you can see, the worry and the anguish because they haven't even spoken to their people yet. So
yes,
we got to send a message of hope that they people are still are there and waiting for them to contact. And, you know, we got really serious devastation there. But
yeah,
we also got to have some hope because people's families are still in need of them right now. That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that.
We got to pump, you know, positivity and hope, you know what I'm saying? Because, it's a bad situation, and you got to hope for the best and pray for the best, you know what I'm saying? So nobody wants to put out the negative outlook that, you know, I wouldn't be able to see or communicate with my uncle or my cousins. But, you know, reality kind of set in, you know what I'm saying, when you see the pictures and you see the devastation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really tough. In a word, man, it's really tough.
Yeah.
And that's real talk right there. Like I said, make sure you text YELE to 501-501. Wyclef is going hard. He's going to be having a telethon going down to New York. Star-studded event. They're going to be donating. Corporate America has donated close to $1 billion or so for relief. On top of that, the naval ship Comfort, the medical ship is going to be selling out tomorrow to Haiti to assist with medical assistance. We're going to keep y'all posted and updated on what's going down in Haiti and stuff like that. But, you know what I'm saying, on a brighter note, let's talk about this Dewey, this message that's going down in the song Dewey. You know what I'm saying? And both of my wonderful co-hosts is going to ask you a couple questions, too. Dewey is the hot joint. Let us know what the deal and the concept behind that was.
Okay. All right, with the Dewey record, it's a song that's promoting responsible drinking and partying and discouraging drinking and driving. You know what I'm saying? I ain't out here going to be telling nobody, hey, stop drinking, because I drink just like a lot of people around the world drink. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you already see an epidemic across the board where, you know, young kids are harming themselves. There's a chick who had her legs amputated after a drunken night. You know what I'm saying, on her 21st birthday, you know what I'm saying, and it was a tragedy. Shorty got both her legs amputated because she slept the wrong way on her legs because she drank, you know what I'm saying, was responsible. And you got other things where, you know, people just really think they can really, you know, drive the vehicles or, whatnot, just wild out, wild drunk. So with this particular record, man, you know what I'm saying, I applied the whole concept of a little bit of humor, you know, to take off some of the edge on the on the whole subject matter, you know what I'm saying. It's important for people to understand, man, look, it's a lot of options, and that's what we say in the song. It's like there's a lot of options before you hop in your own car after a night of partying and drinking, you know what I'm saying. Before you hop in your car, you got the option to call a friend, call a cab, call a tow truck, you know what I'm saying. And then there's now designated driver companies. We actually partnered up with a designated driver company called Zingo, where if you're too drunk, they come pick you up in your car, you know what I'm saying, and take you in your car home and just ride off in a scooter that they arrive on, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of people usually got to go to work the next day if they really got a little hammered and can't make it back. So with the record, man, it's really a fun record. It's a party record that's promoting responsible drinking and discouraging drinking and driving, you know what I'm saying, and for the most part, that's the idea behind it, you know what I'm saying, party responsibly. And try to arrive alive, do your best to arrive alive. And, you know, I just put my own twist and humor, my act of fool humor, in the record, you know what I'm saying? But it's a real party record that's just saying, hey, you don't want a Dewey, you know what I'm saying? And basically, it costs too much to catch one, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got to harm nobody or yourself, you know what I'm saying, for a Dewey to affect you or a DUI to affect you, you know what I'm saying? Because it could hurt your pockets, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And your career.
So with the record, it's just, that's what it is. It's a song that's, you know, it's a positive record. A lot of people say hip-hop records ain't positive. It's a real positive record. At the same time, still having fun and just getting the message out there that a lot of people need to understand, look, we finna have a good time. I'm going to have a good time with you. But I ain't going to drop the whip if I'm too messed up. I'm going to call somebody and have what they need to do. So that's what the record about, man. It's real fun, man. That's all I can say about it.
That's what's up. I'm ready to hear it.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and get him some of that Dewey, and we're going to come back and let, you know, Ebenisha and Future Group go ahead and get to the questions with Echo Fool, and, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get it cracking tonight on Hot or Not, One World Music. We in the building. Do it.
Hey.
Up like some curly fries. Shorty stumbling.
Oh.
swerving left and right. Oh. Ricky Bobby on the road, Talladega night. Soon as she saw them lights, she started acting right. There go your whole night. Speed limit 50, she doing 85. Should've listened to your friend when she said, let me drive. Now you're in a cell, looking real mad. Somebody should've cut you off. This is what they should've had.
Give me another cup.
And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you already know what it is. We always giving you nothing but that hot ear crack on Lush Radio Online with my beautiful, wonderful host, Future Guru 100 on Twitter, along with my girl right here,
yeah,
Ebony.
I'll be on the radio, so I'll be in a few minutes.
Yeah.
I'll be done.
All right.
Okay.
In the building, you know what I'm saying? Along with the one, the only. Y'all already know what it is. Act a fool. Yeah, yeah.
It's a hot joint.
Appreciate it, homie. Appreciate it.
So, Ebony, go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, act a fool. You know, go ahead and get to the question. Act a fool question and stuff like that, man. Let's get it cracking.
Man, I was, like, really feeling that song. I think that song should be played at the end when they offer last call.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we're doing, at least right now as we're working on breaking the record. All the DJs that I got relationships with, I'm telling them, you know what I'm saying, I understand that everybody come out to party, so I ain't trying to beat it into your head, but right around 2:45, 3:45, whenever it's the last call at a club, you might as well drop that record and let them know you don't want to do it, I don't want to do it, so yeah. You know what I'm saying? You hit it on the head. Exactly what we're trying to do as far as letting people know, look, you don't want to do it, man. You got an option. You got options.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling that joint, definitely. I'm going to need that iPod.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Hit that iTunes. Everybody go ahead. It's up on iTunes. Go ahead and download it. Purchase it for your boy.
Yeah, you heard that iTunes shout-out. That was up. That's a good look that Act the Fool is already bubbling on iTunes, and we definitely want to support that. If anybody is interested in that song, just hit him up on the Twitter, and we'll make sure he gives you his Twitter information before he gets off the phone this evening. But one of my questions is, actually, what has been the response while you out there performing? After a person actually can take in the lyrics, because, you know, I'm a producer and I do beats and I do a little, you know, a lot of writing, actually. But coming from the person that does, like, the triple threat, like, you produce, you write, and you engineer, and, like, I can kind of relate to how you want to do your own thing, your own song, and never mind if, I mean, you know, you got people looking to you to do songs, but when you do your own joint, perform your own record, your own concept, and you get that performance, what's that feeling like after you get a reaction after doing a song like that?
Oh, the feeling is always awesome, man, you know what I'm saying, as far as how people respond to the record, man, because, like, I can already kind of envision how it's going to go, because with the record, the way I'm doing it, you know what I'm saying, as far as breaking the record, like, I'm performing, and I'm mixing it in with, you know, the popular record, so when I perform this record, you know what I'm saying? I always do the second verse with Gucci Mane's Wasted. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Okay.
Like, yeah, it mixes well with Gucci Mane's Wasted. It mixes well with Swag Surfing. It mixes well with, you know, Make the Trap Say A. It's a bunch of different records that I already know the tempo of the song. So when I'm performing, like, while I'm trying to get it burned into people's head as far as the message of Dewey, I mix it with popular records that they already know. So they get the vibe and get the responding and repeating, I don't want to Dewey. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the main thing I really want them to get initially is, all right, you're going to go back and get on iTunes or get online and check out the record and listen to it, you know what I'm saying? Because you really ain't listening to the lyrics in the club. But at least don't remember.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Because I said, actually, this like the, it's probably like my fourth time hearing the track. I listened to it twice when Lush introduced it to me, and I caught the concept after the second time.
Right.
And then when you think about it, the way the hook is designed, you know, I'm getting into the hook the way I like the hook. What I like about the hook is I don't want it can either say I don't want to do it, but you saying I don't want to do it like a DUI.
Right.
So that can bring them into like not doing it at all, and that's what I like about the whole song, that you could like to have a hook like that. That's like a step up, like you taking it to the next level with right, like you say, what is he saying? They can actually say, what is he saying? And if they don't catch it yet, they can still say, I don't want to do it.
Exactly.
Even though it's, I don't want to do it. But you
right.
tell them when you see them that you don't want a DUI either. So that's
right.
what I like about the song, because the concept, you just took it to another level, man. I could appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you breaking it down like that, because, see, like, when you're saying, I don't want to do it, like, for the people who don't know, the first thing they're going to say is, what he's saying? What does he want to do? Which is going to prompt them to go get online and
yeah.
check out the record and see what is it that he don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, what I checked out with the what I realized with the record, too, is, like, consider this. A lot of parents that hear it, you know what I'm saying, a lot of kids that hear it, and they don't know what a do is and they don't understand what it is. What's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to ask somebody or they're going to ask their parent. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So imagine it's your parent. When they say, Mom, Dad, what's a do? Well, now that's going to open up the lines of communication for a parent to talk to the kids about the
That's a good one, man. The acronym, DUI. It's an acronym, ladies and gentlemen. All of y'all need to go look up that acronym. And we killing him. He killing him with the DUI, the acronym, because he said it's a Dewey. So don't do it. And I'm definitely feeling him on the concept. I can appreciate that. Shout out to Lush Radio for bringing that to. That's just, and we just broke it down for y'all because this is real hip hop. That's what Lush Radio Online is. So that's why we can have guests on here that's like a triple threat. And I say triple threat because please believe it. When I say the triple threats around here is who's going to make money, listen to the ones who's writing, producing, and engineering their own tracks.
Yeah.
But I'm done talking.
Yeah, like one last thing, too, is with the performance, just to go back to your question, like one of the last things I do at the end of the night, you know what I'm saying, is because in the hook, I say, bartender, give me another cup of that H2O. A lot of people, like when they drink, and I don't know whether they realize it or not, but, you know, when you drink alcohol, it's just getting you dehydrated. You know what I'm saying? So what we do at the end of the night, we hand out bottled water to all the patrons of the club, and you should see the response. Like, they'd be like, that free? That water? For me? Oh, I need that. Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we're giving them the bottle of water and giving them the CD and sometimes handing out cards for them to catch free rides when they drunk. You know what I'm saying? So we trying to hit it from all different angles as far as promoting the message, you don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? And really help people understand there's a lot of ways, there's a lot of options before you get in your car and while you drunk. You feel me?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we need all this powerful stuff right here, giving real messages. Music is missing the message behind stuff, and that's why I appreciate you and all that you do, man, act the fool for real. And you know I got your back like a T-shirt player, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? I appreciate you, man. Tell everybody how they can get at you and get in contact with you, you know what I'm saying? I'm sending prayers to your family in regards to the whole Haiti situation. But go ahead and tell everybody how they can get at you, fam.
Listen. If you want to get with Akeful, you want to talk to him, all you have to do is go to Twitter/ACAFOOL. That's ACAFOOL. If you want to hit me on MySpace, go to myspace.com/ACAFOOLINC. That is Akeful Inc. ACAFOOLINC. If you want to hit me on Facebook, it's Akeful. So you can hit me on social networks, social sites, and if you want to get more on the Dewey movement, go to www.dewey.com. That's D-U-W-E-E-Y, D-U-W-E-E-Y.com, Dewey.com.
What? He said Dewey.com.
Dewey.com.
And this is real radio, and I can appreciate somebody having talent like that. To put the message out there where y'all can understand it. And ask him what language it is when you Twitter him. So come correct.
For sure.
Good looking on that, Dewey. That's what it is, man. We got talent on the radio, man. Shout out to Lush for putting these putting these great acts together, man, for us and y'all listening. Pleasure. We are blogging this show, Dewey, Act a Fool Dewey, / Dewey, Act a Fool. We are blogging this show. We email our show. We make sure everybody and all our followers get a chance to hear our show so we can appreciate you, and we will be blogging you all weekend for weeks to come, man. Thanks for joining us, and don't go nowhere.
Full show, full show.
That's a question. Right there. Go ahead,
my question is, if you're going ahead and doing with this movement, what's going on with the merchandising?
As far as merchandising, man, is we got shirts. If people want Act a Fool shirts that say, I don't want a Dewey, when they go onto the Dewey.com site, you know what I'm saying, they'll see the shirts as far as the graphics, what they look like. If they're trying to put in an order, they can hit me up on Twitter, and we can get them the shirts. We also going to be getting breathalyzers. If y'all want to get breathalyzers, y'all can get that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know,
hold up. Say that again so they know that your marketing is serious.
We got T-shirts. We getting breathalyzers. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the song itself, all you got to do is go to iTunes to get it. So we got shirts, we got breathalyzers, and we trying to put together as many different things as possible. The other thing we're going to be working on is actually putting together a Dewey application, like for your iPhones. And we'll get into that a little later because it's still in progress as far as us putting the whole concept together. But if people really, when we're going in as far as putting together Dewey apps to help people all over the country where they could just get the application and then they can get in contact with one of these transportation companies to come get them with,
fantastic information. I got to shout out another cat that's doing it real big on the iTunes and his applications. Shout out on Twitter, Sancho the Kid, S-A-N-C-H-O the Kid, because I'm promoting his iTunes page, and he's very successful with his campaign. And one thing I just want to bring to everybody's attention that the iTunes is the way to go when you're thinking about digital. We got somebody on the phone that's a real entrepreneur and is really on his business about his music. And when you think about iTunes, all you got to know is that this man is taking care of his business. Sancho the Kid, taking care of his business. If you want to holler at me and get promotions for your iTunes, please do so at featureguru100@gmail.com. So I can appreciate what this man is saying. And don't miss what he's saying about the application for iTunes because it's very serious. Do not miss the information he just gave you about the iTunes. So hit him up on his Twitter and really find out and get involved because these are the cats right now that's already there where you guys need to be as far as this digital revolution. And really you got to applaud Lush Radio Online for bringing cats like this to the show.
For sure.
We're teaching y'all. We educating y'all and entertaining y'all. What do you want?
Hey, that's what you need is educating and, you know what I'm saying, entertainment. That's the best way because that's how kids learn anyway.
And I appreciate you, my brother. You already know that I love you to death, man. And you know, you act a fool. You know I'm going to choke you, but you know I love you, though. I love you, act a fool. You my dude. Real quick, though, you know what I'm saying, because I know you busy and I know you got dip and you got to move into the next segment of the show. Can you go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, give these youth some kind of advice, and then on top of that, we need to hear some of that Haitian Creole real quick. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and speak to your people in Creole also,
As far as the advice that I'd give the youth, man, I mean, like, whatever it is that you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to do in life, man, whatever business you're trying to get into, most importantly, you need to read about it, get as much information about it before you get into it, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to go in there with the business wet behind the ears. The more information you know about the business that you're getting into, the better prepared you are, you know what I'm saying? And don't ever let nobody tell you you can't do something. As long as you apply it to your mind, you can make it happen. Now, as far as my Haitians, ma pouye pou nou tout, paske traka sa ki pase sou nou, li fe la vie de gentan di, li plis di konya. So ma pouye pou nou, pou mon konye bon Dje, ap ede nou soti na sa. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, what did you just tell the people so they know, man? So we can feel you too, yo.
Yeah, I'm telling them basically I'm praying for y'all, you know what I'm saying? We know life is hard. Life was already hard. It just got harder. It just got worse. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sending out my prayers and, you know what I'm saying, so we can get through this like we've gotten through everything else, you know what I'm saying? Cuz that's most important. It's persistence, perseverance in the face of adversity, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get through this like we got through a lot of other stuff. So I'm praying for them, and whatever I can do on my end, you know, I'm going to do.
Yo, and Lush Radio is behind this whole Wale, Wyclef, YELE. This is the way to donate to Wyclef, because it's like I said the other day on the show. I'm glad we can look to Wyclef. You know, don't get me wrong. We got the Red Cross. That you know that the money's for the Red Cross is generally official. But I'm glad we can look to Wyclef. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm glad we can look to Wyclef.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And another thing. That's why you hear Lush shouting out Wyclef, and that's a shout out to T Bird and shout out to Sky High ENT for doing and starting up the clothing drive. T Bird don't want money. T Bird would like you to donate. Paper plates, forks, whatever, and food, and clothing. And I'm in Irvington. Shout out to the Haitian community in Irvington. And we appreciate what he just said.
Donate food, brushes, water, all that, yo. Soap, anything. They need all that.
Right.
Everything that's common that you think, they need all of that. They need all of it, all right? All of it. You know what I'm saying? That's real tough. You know, it's this is like, I mean, I was crying again earlier today, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just, I mean, it's sad. Like it's so sad that you can't help but do something about it. You can't just sit and talk. You have to do something about it. That's why I'm promoting it. If you see my Twitter, I got the Yelly phone situation going on in my background. I need to call Yelly. Yelly.org, Wyclef, holla at dude. He's going to have a telethon going down in New York. Also, Peace Week 2010 is going down in NYC. Basically, they trying to, you know what I'm saying, promote peace in the youth, peace in the streets. Everybody, all the hip-hop cast is coming together. You know, the people in the street, you want to become a volunteer, go to www.nypeaceweek.com. They got a whole bunch of different, Russell Simmons is doing some stuff, conferences, Reverend Al Sharpton, Team Peace Party, you know what I'm saying, it's going down. So whatever you want, you know, get into, check it out, it's going down. They got locations and everything. If you want to be a volunteer, you're open and free to go to any event. It's Peace, it's NYPeaceWeek.com. For real, it's going down.
Yeah, it's going down. That's what's up, Lush. Yeah.
Dealing with the kids, because, you know, sometimes kids don't know how to handle certain things, and instead of them just being able just to cope with it, it turns into anger because they don't know where to put their emotion to. And that's when a lot of more violence starts happening, also something else. So that's very good that they're starting up this week and they're targeting the teens.
Definitely, definitely, man. Act the fool, I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? I got my hat to the back, and I'm loving you, man, for real. And in French, you know what I'm saying? Je t'aime. I love you. And merci beaucoup. You already know what it is, man. You know
for sure. Love you back.
I mean? That's what it is, man. Y'all need to support ACA Fool. It's ACA Fool.
Movement.
On foot, man. You already know what it is, man. He's growing up all over the chart. Positive message. Educated man. Strong brother. Support this dude in the movement. You already know what it is. But guess what? For some cats that don't know, we got some dummies of the week. Dummy of the week. You got two dummies of the week that's going down. I love my people. I love my black people. But our black people be doing some wild stuff. So you already know we got some dummies of the week, right? Okay. So we got three dummies of the week, right? Number one is that evangelist dude, you know what I'm saying, that was talking that reckless stuff, you know, about the people of Haiti. So you a dummy of the week, man. You get officially stamped dummy of the week. Okay? On top of that, you got your man Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert Arenas gets dropped off of a case with carrying guns anyway. Then he goes online and he plays around with guns. Dummy of the week. You're facing charges. You're taking the plea. You're getting no pay, suspended. You're the dummy of the week, dog.
Ooh, hold up. Can you elaborate on that? Because I missed that one, Les. Oh, you mean after the fact that we talked about this on the radio, he went on a video to play with the guns?
It was already, he already, you know, the first time when the whole situation happened earlier, he was, you know, he had got the charges dropped, you know, earlier, like before the whole situation. they, right after that is when the whole situation, they saw him on camera doing that stuff. It was basically
okay.
Jay laughing in the court space like, yo, y'all can't touch me, woo, woo, woo. Like, come
Yeah, shout out to the dummy of the weeks, man. Stop the nonsense, man. Whatever, man. Stop the nonsense.
In the words of Ed Lover, come on, son. You know what I'm saying? For real. Let's get it together, man. Your man
heard
Tiger
that here on Lush Radio. Mm.
Your man Tiger Woods, dog. I'm sorry, but you are classified as a dummy of the week, dog. I'm saying, seriously. Like, dude, you should have kept your joint under wraps. If you already know you a freak, you a freak, dog. But you don't supposed to have your stuff aired out like that, dog. You the dummy.
Yeah, that was, he's supposed to be in another country for some sex. He's addicted to sex or sex addiction. Excuse me. He's supposed to be.
Yeah, but he's on his boat, too, so he's chilling. I mean, come on. I'm not feeling sorry for Tiger right now. Tiger's a millionaire, man. Let's stop that. I mean, you know, I love Tiger, what he did for the game of golf, man. But, you know, he did his thing and he got caught out there. I mean, his wife about to take him to the cleaners. It's the end of the story. That's really what happened, y'all. I mean, come on.
Dummy of the week, man.
Yeah, because he's going to lose the bread. He's going to lose his bread to her. So he did that to Tiger. Nobody did that to Tiger. He did that to Tiger. Yeah.
Tiger, I mean, even though she's going to take him, she's going to clean dude out. You know what I'm saying? He still got some stashes, but she's going to clean him out point blank. It was a contract marriage, but still, anyway, you're the dummy of the week. Gilbert Arenas, dummy of the week.
Mm.
And your man, the evangelist, talking
right with Rush Limbaugh?
Rush
Limbaugh,
the dummy. Yeah.
Wow.
Dummy of the week, dog. And you know what I got? I just got to laugh at y'all, man.
Wow. Shout out to Lush Radio for going in on a few cats. Going in on a few cats on Lush Radio Online is what we do. Yo, hey, don't you be one of them. Hey, you could be next.
Don't be caught out there.
You could be next, dog.
Dummy of the week, man.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get straight to it, man. We got some hot announcements going down.
Shout out to AP the mayor.
I'm saying? We got AP the mayor. We got your man, the cursor. You know what I'm saying? We got some hot joints in the arsenal. So you already know what it is. I also got to permit my man, Wordsmith, Leap of Faith. It's going down tonight, but we're going to go ahead and start it off. You already know what time it is. We're talking about AP the mayor. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Clock is going down. Playing this joint right now. Hot or not. And this was courtesy of your man, Future Guru. Let's get it, baby.
Jersey.
Crash bar, my outfit, bunch of logos like the NASCAR. As far, these Christian Dior.
us up on the Lush. Dial us up on the Lush line right now. 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722.
Your man, AP the Mayor, man, you already know what it is, man, featuring Clock right there, son. So that was one of our hotter nights, man, but you know we got to go to our wonderful host and ask them what they think about it and their honest opinions, man. So, my man, Future Guru, what you think about that, my dude?
Man, I like the hook. He trying to glow, man. We trying to get shiny. I've been rocking with my Trenton dudes since I came to Twitter. Shout out to Presley Girl One. Shout out to AP the Mayor. Big Oo, Big Cap, the whole Trenton fam, and AP just stepped forward and want to be down with this. Want to be down with Lush Radio. Want to be down with Hot or Not. Want to be down with the Retweet Squad. So get it together, all my Jersey fam, all my fam across the country. We doing this promotion for real, and we don't go to sleep ever. So we shouting out and applauding this Jersey movement because it's cats like that that's going to pave the way for the rest of the cats to come on board with us. And we not playing. We telling y'all that we want y'all to come on board. So I know he listening. He's on the 609. If you see him on the lighting up the switchboard, holler at him. And we're going to tell you what his Twitter page is right now. www.twitter.com/APTheMayor. APTheMayor. And that's like that. I love that song. I love how he was putting his bars like down 100. You can see that division is just a dream. It's a dream. You know, it ain't no different than Juicy right now. I ain't even putting it on that level. But this man is coming from Trenton, New Jersey with a dream. And that's the way I'm looking at that song. He's doing it like that. And the trend movement is real right now, man. That's all I got to say. Shout out to Big Oo.
That's what it is, man, for real. Ebony, what did you think about that, lovely?
Oh, that joint right there, yeah. I was on that joint as well. He was AP the Mayor was doing his. I there with him on Twitter as well. He was doing his thing. So.
Yeah, he got a whole bunch of songs in the arsenal, and I'm telling y'all, he is featured on my Twitter page, my new Twitter page, which don't make me say it. All country like. 700 followers in just about 30 days. Mixtape MP3 promo. Go check it out. You're going to hear everybody that's down with the mixtape. You're going to hear all our Hot or Not fam over there. And I've got music over there going on real serious. And if you want to get promoted, start there. That's it. Start there. And email me about how to get on there. It ain't much. The price is right. Just like y'all see the retweet talk about the price is right. That's me talking to y'all to get down. To get down. Shout out to AP the Mayor, man. Shout out to the Trenton fam. Shout out to Lush Radio for this platform. Y'all know I appreciate my co-host, Ebony, and Lush.
That's what it is, man. Yep. Live in the building. We're going to go ahead and bring in this caller from the 609. And, you know what I'm saying? Get with that, and then we're going to also, you know, play that cursor for y'all. You already know what it is. So, look from the 619, you're live in the building. Jerz, what up, man?
What it is?
Yo, that's AP.
What it is?
The one and only, man. Hey.
Oh, man, appreciate
y'all. Y'all filling that track. That was blowing up the airwaves like nobody else, man.
Appreciate
y'all. That's your time, hey?
That's what it is. What's going on with everybody?
Hey, shout out my co-host, Ebenezer says she's following you, and we'll make sure Lush is following you, man. You know what it is. We supporting you, man.
That's what it is. Yeah, I'm following her back. I just went to her profile a couple minutes ago. Put that follow in.
See that?
I'm on the job.
Put that bid in, Lush.
Yeah.
Ebenezer, what you got for AP? How about AP, Ebenezer?
What's good with y'all? Y'all sound quiet. What's good?
Oh, ain't nothing much, man. We digging in the thing. I know I'm about to go to this DMV rehearsal joint right here for the DMV Awards, and they trying to get stuff for Haiti. But, man, AP, man, go ahead and give them your Twitter and everything. Tell them what the new projects are and everything real quick, you know, and real quick. Go ahead and go on to the next joint. Come on, man. Let's go.
Okay. Well,
write them on the down. AP, because we got to play the Curse of 07, and we want you to get your shine in right now, then we gonna have some time for the Curse of 07. So we're going to – Lush got to wrap it up like I had told you, so we're going to let you get your shine on right now.
All right, off top, man, hit me on the Twitter, twitter.com/APTheMad, myspace.com/APTheMad. I got that Lost Tapes Volume 1 on thatpip.com right now. Go check that out, a bunch of unreleased material.
Yeah.
I just want to shout all y'all out, man. I appreciate all the love and, you know what I mean, the record spinning and all that. And the whole Trent movement, we in Philly tonight performing
early.
World Cafe. We on the job, man. We going to make
shows.
It a movie. We on the job.
Shows. Yeah, but tell them how to line up shows, man. Tell them how important it is to line up shows before you go.
Man, look. This is what we do. We got to touch that stage.
Touch that stage. That's it. That's all he said. I appreciate you for that, AP. We had to let him know because I know you doing that. And those who ain't, man, I really ain't trying to talk to y'all right now, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's real talk.
Practice
up. I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? Coming through. You know what I'm saying? The track is this hot, man. You know what I'm saying? Support the movement, man. You already know what it is, man. This is the home for indie and real hip hop, and not just even real hip hop, just real music in general. I don't try to be locked in no box. So you already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate.
Glad you can make the show. Glad you can make the show, AP. We appreciate you taking that time out to call in too, bro.
Ain't about none, y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
Shout it out.
Have a good
show.
Thank you.
We definitely got to get AP back on the line to do it, you know, an interview and all that, man, and get that cracking. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. We got to go ahead and, you know, play that cursor, you know what I'm saying, real quick.
That damaged goods.
You know what I'm saying? That damaged goods real quick, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. It's all about that high tonight. And we see you 856, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring you in the building in a few. You already know what it is. Damaged good by your man, Cursor.
Shout out to Chicago. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Chi-Town. You already know what it is. Curse is damn is good. We in the building. Yeah, how to not.
Yeah, Lush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now this song is dedicated to all the women out there. All the women out there that keep getting themselves in these bad situations, you know, that have become damaged goods. Yeah. Why is it that chick's so ungrateful? Can't accept the good dude that's down to be faithful. They play dude because in they past they'd have been abused. Then you take it out on the dude who ain't do it to you. I ain't about to play clean up, damn it, I refuse. See, the thing is, good's not what you used to. They cry about a good man but don't know how to accept him. Cause when they get to him, they become real reckless. Say that all men are the same. But a man you come across in the same, well, use your brain. See, I know I'm not like a lot of guys. I'm loyal, realistic, understanding, and wise. But I'm a dog in their eyes. They can't handle the truth, cause they so used to the lies. Damn, what's going on? I got it misunderstood. In the next verse, I'ma give you an example of what damaged goods. Can you open your eyes, please? What is it about you that's attracting these guys? Look, you don't know how to treat a man like you should. Cause you're not healed yet, damn. Damn, it's good, damn, it's good. Can you open your eyes, please? What is it about you that's attracting these guys? You don't know how to treat a man like you should. Cause you're not healed yet, damn, it's good, damn, it's good. Here's a young girl that met this dude. Went out everywhere like couples supposed to, okay. Turner Brown fell in love with this fool. Before you know it, she getting abused. Every night, black ass, busted lip, broken nose, pissing to her face, and she just got a leg broke. Got pregnant by this dude, family saying she should leave. She say that it's all love, saying that he loves me. Stays at home while he runs the street. On the side, he got different bras every week. Even brought home a few STDs. And after a while, she decides to leave. Months go by, she's single, ready to mingle. But at the same time, her heart's below zero. This dude she with, he loves her to death. She say she's ready to move on, but not healed yet.
Nope.
He gives her the world, she don't think of him as the best. She use him and stays with him cause he gives good sex. Out there carrying baggage, instead of giving herself time to heal, she got the revenge tactic. Cheat on him, then he catches on and bounces. Now she's back at square one, prime example of a damaged good. Oh wow, oh wow, wow, wow. Can you open your eyes, please? What is it about you that's attracting these guys? Look, you don't know how to treat a man like you should.
Nope.
If you're not healed yet, damn, damn it good, damn it good. Can you open your eyes, please? What is it about you that's attracting these guys? You don't know how to treat a man like you should. Cause you're not healed yet, damn it good, damn it good. Can you open your eyes, please? What is it about you that's...
Peace, this is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, Lush Radio Online, you already know what it is, man. Shout out to Haiti, you already know what it is. Text YELE to 501-501, support Haiti, you already know what it is. That was the cursor right there, damaged goods, man. That joint was actually hot. I kind of actually like, you know what I'm saying, the flow on that joint, son.
Yeah, I told you. I brought that to Hot or Not. Shout out to Chicago and the Curse of 07. I know he listened. Yo, the cat is really serious about what he do, Lushy Lush, you know. So we're going to shout him out. We know we support Chicago because guess what? Chicago is so real. Chicago's so real. You can actually hear this cat's like dialect, you know what I mean? Like how cats talk out there. You can hear his, like, you know how cats might say, "I'm from Chicago." You can actually hear how he's doing it out there. Like, I was listening to the cat, like, twice on that track, like, kind of get a feel for that track. So that's what I like about it. I like that he really bought it. And you know what? It's almost like he might have experienced that, though. Like, writing from experience. Like, so I had put myself in his shoes. Like, I could be writing that, too. If I had went through some bull crap or something like that with a chick or something, like, I could be feeling myself writing a joint like that. Actually, I think the joint is hot, like Lushy Lush say.
Yeah, definitely hot. Ebony, what you think about that, man?
Yeah, I was feeling that joint as well too. I was thinking about cruising on a long road, going on a one tank trip.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, Curse 07 is up on his production and his writing. So he's the writer, he's the producer, and he said he has some more tracks on deck. You know, so, you know, he's hopefully can get with the Retweet Squad and Lush Radio Online and, you know, be a sponsor one day. You know, we want people to dream big and think big. Only way you're going to think big is getting with big shots. Shout out to Lush Radio Online. Get with
That's
the big
cool.
shots.
That was definitely a hot joint right there, hot or not. Yeah. People in the chat room, your man, Mr. Black, said that joint was dope. You already know what it is.
Slow it up.
And bring the shot town in the building. 773, you're live in the building. Lush Radio Online. Ebony Chagoon, what up?
Shot town.
What's happening? What's going on?
What up?
Holla at your boy, man. Let's go wrap it up on you. Guess what? You the last one that gets shout outs, like, you know what I mean? Official guest shout outs right now. So, I mean,
all
we
right.
want you to plug. We're going to have to let you run through your plug like we had AP the Mayor do his, man. What's good with you, man? Talk to us.
Oh, I'm chilling, bro. I'm chilling. I am chilling like a villain.
Talk to us about what you got going on in your shout outs right quick, man, because Lushy Lush about to say the end of the show. She's about to say goodnight to us all. She's about to say goodnight to us.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? You know, I'm just, like I say, I'm just, you know, doing a lot of recording in the lab, doing a lot of writing. You know what I mean? That song there is actually like something, you know, that was like a real joint that, like, you know, that was dedicated to females that go through things like that, through abusive relationships and things of that nature. So that's why that idea came from, you know what I mean? So I figure, like, that's something that y'all can relate to, you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, it was, you know, I've just been writing and doing new stuff. I'm going to be, you know, I appreciate y'all's support, too, man. I've seen y'all retweeting and hollering at me on Twitter. I appreciate that.
Oh, we definitely going to retweet you, fam. Lush, you got any questions for the Curse of 07?
Hey, man, just go ahead and give them your contact and all that stuff. We try to have you, you know what I'm saying, again on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to wrap it up real quick. We got you know, step out. So go ahead and tell them, you know what I'm saying, your contact, how they can get in contact with you. And, you know what I'm saying, let's do it, man.
All right, for sure. Well, you know, you can catch me on Twitter at the Cursehole 7. That's THACURSER07. So you catch me on there. MySpace.com/TheCursor. You know, or you can hit me at Gmail, thecursehole7@gmail.com. So, you know, I'm not hard to find.
All right, good deal, man. And I guess you could Google the Cursor 07 because the way the retweet squad blowing them up, all you got to do is Google them now, and that's why you need to get down with our promotion, man. Shout out to Diverse Media Group, and shout out to Lush Radio Online. Shout out to my co-host, Ebenezer. I don't got no more shout outs. Lush, take it away. Just let Ebenezer get a shout out. Take it away, Lush.
Ebony, go ahead and get your shout outs, man.
Work.
I'm sending out my shout outs to all the people in Haiti, and I just want to close out.
That's what it is, man.
Love you, Lush.
Yo, love my host in the building, Ebony, the beautiful Ebony. Y'all check her on Twitter, Ebonesia, at Ebonesia. Also, Future Guru 100. You already know what it is. He's the guru, and he's the monster when it comes to that promo. And my girl, Ebony, you already know what it is. Diverse Media Group, LLC, StrictlyBlunt1, OhanaShop.com. You already know what it is. Mixtape MP3 promo. Shout out to Cursor, AP the Mayor. You already know what it is. Hot or not, we in the building. Shout out to the dummies of the week, for real.
That's funny. That's.
We have more next week.
Stop, Ebony. Shout out to Ebony. I love you, Ebony. Y'all is funny, yo.
We
wrapping it up,
man.
Funny.
Wrapping it up. Lush Radio Online. We love y'all, Haiti. You already know what it is, man. And you know what I'm saying? That money, Meek Mills. Y'all already know. I played it for y'all like a while ago, but we're going to go ahead and play that joint, Meek Mills. And I'm out, baby. DMV Awards 2010 going down this Sunday. Holla at your girl. Later, I'm out.
Yeah. A new day, go out.
Yeah. Flaming, Meek Millie, Big O, from Trenton to Philly, nigga.
Oh, man.
Meek Millie, nigga.
Yeah, hellfire.
Flaming.
Woo. Hey, yo, love no bitch.
Nah.
Fear no nigga.
Nah.
Heart got colder, stomach got bigger.
Come on,
you know that pasta throw them pounds on you.
Yeah.
It made my face fatter, but still I chase after that money.
Woo.
Like I'm light on my feet. Call me Angelo Taylor when I'm out on the street.
I'm in.
With no hurdles to overcome, literally. All I overcame was the game. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know the penalty, death for the y'all.
Huh?
I escaped both, hush and toast, and thank God.
Oh,
don't compare, nigga, even when I could have lost freedom or this air, nigga, breathing. You never had to risk it.
Nah.
Never took the chance. I was fully loaded biscuit.
Yeah.
Right there in the pan. I dirty dance. Something like Pat Swayze. Bombing the flat, baby. Playing the track crazy.
Man,
I used to pray. Mama tried to reach for me. I was stray away. Man, my life's a deep story. Here to bring a tear to your eye. But there's no time to shed them. The 4-5 will wet them. And I ain't even on it like that.
Nah.
But the niggas with me, they be on it like that. Real rap, get your top pill back. Trying to reach for the kid,
yeah.
Like you don't know what it is.
But
back to the biz, that money.
You be where the lanes be. I be where it's popping at. Money, cars, clothes, and hoes. Yeah, I get a lot of that. Haters talking dirty about the kid. We ain't buying that. 40 order, clean him up. Soaking like a laundromat. Bitches trying to fuck me, throwing pussy with a condom at. See him gleaming, try to keep my steam, and I ain't down with that. Little bitches crazy. They want to have my baby, cause my bank account been frickling out. Maybe my president is black. My Glock is too. And I probably put a block on a block near you. I tell my niggas get the drop. They gon' rock air you. I was never scared of what? What you heard? Fear who? I can see with clear view. You fuck boys is pussy. And I be on my chill, but all you gotta do is push me. Cause my goons be wishing for me to get a nigga bad. I just get a word and put your shit back like preliminary. Cemetery, bitch, you wag. Fuck you like the bitch you mad. Nigga, you ain't heard about my word like a dictionary. Shit, you could be fiction at. I'm so thriller. Flowing through the jungle like gorilla. Banana clip filler. Niggas sleeping on you cause it's softer than a pillar. Cold pussy talking reckless like a killer. In them, it's roses for the bitches. Hollers for the snitches. We don't play with revolvers, play with choppers. With the senders, I'm a boss. I tell that hoe to drop and get a business. They suck me all proper and don't stop until I'm finished. Yeah. I said they suck me off, probably ain't no stopping to them finish like.